Hi. I'm not calling too late, right? I know you're a few hours ahead of me now, but I just laid down for bed, and I don't know, I really missed your voice. It's been a few months since you moved for school, and I don't know, it just came crashing all down at once, how much I miss you. I just miss you being here next to me in bed. I miss you getting to wrap your arms around me and feeling your breath on my neck and my shoulder and just knowing that you're there. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I woke you up, didn't I? It's too late for me to be bothering you with this. I'm sorry. You should just go back to bed. I can call you tomorrow. In the afternoon, whenever you're free. Really? Okay. If you say so. I don't want to keep you up. Don't you have to wake up early? Oh, not today? Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. I don't know. I really don't know why exactly I called you. I just wanted to hear your voice. It's been hard the past few months being so far away from each other. I don't know. Yeah. The daily calls have been helping a lot. And the selfies. I love the selfies a lot. I love getting to see your handsome face. Especially the morning ones. Those are my favorites. I love seeing you with Bedhead. Come on. No, don't say that. I don't know if I could get by without them. I missed talking to you like this, too. You actually being here, of course, but this is a good alternative. Have you been having fun, at least? New state, new school. That's good. I'm glad for that, at the very least. I really wish you could be here right now. Or I could be there, laying up against you. You know, I'm wearing one of your t-shirts right now. You know, the really soft blue one that you left me? My favorite? Your favorite, I know. I'm sorry. It's so soft, and it just makes me think of you. I still have that bottle of your cologne, too, that you left here. I know it was an accident, but I actually use it quite a lot. Sometimes I'll just spray a little bit on my pillow and fall asleep like that, imagining I'm cuddling up against you. If I have to admit to something, I sometimes even put it on a pillow whenever I want to touch myself. It actually really gets me going. I'm kind of worried that if I keep it up, I'm not going to be able to use it to sleep anymore, because it'll just automatically get me wet. Really? The thought of me doing that turns you on. Well, I was actually planning on doing it before I called you, but then I got overwhelmed with missing you and wanted to hear your voice first. Come on. I know we haven't actually done that yet over the phone. I'm a little embarrassed. I know it's silly. We've actually done it before, but I don't know. Are you sure you're not too tired? I wouldn't want you falling asleep in the middle of it. Okay, I'm sorry. I know you wouldn't fall asleep in the middle of it. I hope. I think I could manage. I really want to. Actually, you don't know how much I've been missing hearing the sounds of your voice when you're feeling good. Those little pants you make and the little groans of pleasure. I've thought about them a lot, you know. I'm touching myself already. I slid my hand down under my panties. The little pink cotton polka dot ones, you know the ones. I'm just rubbing my clit right now. Thinking about how you'd lay here next to me with your chest pressed up against my back and how you'd reach around me and slide your hand down into my panties. God, I miss you so bad. I miss the way your hands feel. Your fingers. They were always so warm. Fuck. God. Are you touching yourself too? Yeah. Can you hear that panting in your voice starting? I'm rubbing my clit a little faster now. It feels so good. Yes. God, I miss you so much, baby. I want to touch you too so bad. I want to feel your lips. And I want to kiss your neck. And I want to taste your cock. I want to slide my mouth all the way down onto that cock of yours and take it all the way in my throat just how you like it. Fuck. want that, don't you? I can't wait until you can come and visit again over the break. I swear to God, I am going to make you come so hard, so many times to make up for it all. Whenever you do visit, you're going to fuck me hard and fast and raw, okay? I do not want you to use a condom. I've gone without it for far, far too long that I want you to fuck me and come inside me completely raw as many times as we can. Yes. God, I want it so bad. Yes. I hear you panting and groaning. Yes, I love it so much. I'm so wet right now. God, I want you so bad. Baby, yes, I want your cock inside me. I want it so bad. My fingers just aren't enough. Fuck. I'm starting to get close. Thinking about you being here, fucking me, filling me with your cum. God, I want it so bad. I want to feel your hot, thick cum inside me. God, I wouldn't even care if you got me pregnant from it. I wouldn't care. Yes, I just want it so bad. Yes. Are you getting close? I'm getting really close. Yes. God, it feels so good. Not as good as it would if you were here. Fuck. Baby. Yes. Come for me. I'm gonna come. Come with me, please. Please, I'm coming. I'm coming. I love you. Yes. Fuck. God. Yeah. That felt so good. God, I loved hearing you come so much. I missed it. I really did. Fuck. God. You sound really tired too. Yeah, I know. You have a right to be. Fuck. I maybe have a bit of a silly request. Can we leave the phone call on while we sleep? I don't know, it's really comforting knowing that you're there, even if we're not actively talking to each other, just knowing that I could talk to you is really comforting. We can? Thanks for humoring me. I know it's silly. I just really do miss you. And I can't wait for you to be back here again. For us to be together again. I meant everything I said, by the way. About whenever you come to visit. So, that's something for you to look forward to. Anyways, good night, baby. I hope you sleep well and have very sweet dreams. And I'll talk to you in the morning, okay? Don't be afraid to wake me up whenever you do. Sleep well. I love you.